This is Warriors in the Community, brought to you by Wayne State University. And now, to learn about how Wayne State is positively impacting our communities, here's Daryl Dawsey.
Today I'm with Roglisha Sneed, PhD. She's an assistant professor at the Institute of Gerontology and in the Department of Psychology, who's here to talk about the ongoing work she does with incarcerated aging populations and how their conditions impact our community. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do. We know that you just got a grant. Tell us what it allows you to do and how it pertains to the health of older incarcerated individuals.
I'm really interested in how social factors impact the health and well-being of older adults who have a history of justice system involvement. So I was recently awarded a federal grant from the National Institutes of Health to look at how we can better serve older adults who are incarcerated who have chronic health conditions. However, very few prison systems actually have programs that are focused on chronic health and physical health conditions. And so what we're interested in doing with this grant is actually gather information to understand what does it take to actually implement chronic disease management programming.
What do we already know about how mass incarceration in the justice system, how they affect this population?
So when we look at folks who've been incarcerated, we know they have much higher rates of chronic disease than the general population. 60% of people who are older adults in prison, for example, have high blood pressure. We see high rates of diabetes, arthritis, heart disease.
Can you share with us in an example why this work is crucial?
I interviewed a gentleman recently who found out that he had diabetes while he was in prison. And the one thing he told me is that he wished that he had learned how to manage his diabetes while he was in prison. Basically, he was just told, here, take these pills. And so now he's back in community and trying to figure out what foods should I eat or what foods should I avoid because I have diabetes.
Thank you so much for the very important work that you do.
Thank you.
This has been Warriors in the Community. For more Wayne State news, please visit us online at today.wayne.edu/WWJ and join us here next Monday at the same time for more Warriors in the Community.